B'choras Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin, the last of the Perek, and here we talk about various things which, if an animal has this issue, it would not be valid as a korban, whereas if a person, the Kohen, has this issue, his avoda is kosher. L'chachila. So what are they? Elu ksherim ba'adam, upsulin ba'hema. The following is a list of things where if a person has this issue, it's not an issue, whereas if an animal has it, the korban is pasul. First is osu ve'espino. So the Torah prohibits slaughtering a mother and her offspring on the same day. Now, maybe actually the Tanna of this mission actually holds that the Torah also prohibits the slaughtering of the father and his offspring on the same day. That's not lahalacha. The point here is that if you, let's say, for example, we're bringing two shlamim, the first is the mother and the second is the child, so the second korban is not a valid korban. It's pasul because of osu ve'espino. You're not allowed to kill that second animal, the child. Whereas, if for argument's sake, a father and son team are doing the avodah based on mikdash, there's no problem at all. That's the first. Second is utrefa. If an animal is a trefa, it has one of those defects, you know, like an internal problem, a hole in the heart or something, that will mean that it won't live, can't live from that. So then it's not kosher as a korban. You find that even afterwards. But if a person has that, we're talking here about an internal issue, not an external moan, but an internal issue. He has a hole in his lungs or heart, whatever it is. So his avodah is kosher. V'yotzei dofen, a born by cesarean section, literally means come out of the side. So that means when it comes to an animal, a behema, you may not bring an animal which was like brought to the world by cesarean section, based on a pasuk, shor kesev or eiz ki yivaled, yivaled, when it will be born, then yirat to the korban, then it's an appropriate korban has ritzui, that's acceptable, but if it was not born, but rather brought cesarean section, it's not kosher for korban. Whereas a kohen who was born by a C-section, that's not a problem. V'shenevda bahen avera v'shehemes es adam. Here we have two things. The first is it participated in an avera, meaning bestiality, and the second is it killed a person. Now, according to Tosafos Yom Tov, the first one of the two doesn't actually belong to this. It's a gersa issue, should be taken out. And I think the Rambam doesn't pass this and so on, so maybe it doesn't belong at all. The second issue is shehemes es adam. This is to say that you have an animal which killed a person. We don't have two witnesses. We're not going to execute the animal. But even so, even if there's just one witness, or the owners admit that it killed someone, so then the animal is not valid for a korban. Whereas a person who killed somebody, again, obviously, if he killed someone accidentally or with only one witness and that kind of thing, so then his avoda is in fact kosher. As far as Nerda Ben Avera, there are those who want to say perhaps it doesn't belong because he undermines his basic humanity, but the point is either yes or no, either it's here or it's not here. The point is if it belongs to this list, the point is that a person who did Avera, his avoda is kosher. And I think, again, I was saying this in the previous Mishnah, the Kohanim aren't really functioning as human beings per se. They're functioning as infrastructure, like almost the machines of the Beis HaMikdash. They're almost not subjects, they're kind of objects, they're doing their thing. And the same way, if a person's a Machal Shabbos, but then he shakes a lulav, he gets the mitzvah lulav, his lulav is kosher, the fact that he's Machal Shabbos is a different point. So to this guy is a murderer, okay, that's bad, but he's still, his avoda is avoda, he's still yotzi. You may be aware that there is a din that a person, a Kohen, who has killed someone can't do Nesias Kapaim, can't stand on the Dochen and do Birkas Kohanim. That's true, but that's limited to Birkas Kohanim, and the rationale is that the hands through which the blessings come, so if those hands have blood on them because they killed somebody, so Ein Kategras Knasa Senegar, you can't have once these agents have been agents for bad, they can't become agents for good. It's hard to translate better than that. So the point is, it's true that a Kohen who killed can't do the Birkas Kohanim on the Dochen, but he could do the Avoda, period. And that's true with any Avera under the sun. However, the rabbis got involved and said there are a couple of areas where we're not going to be okay with the Kohanim doing the Avoda. And if they do, Midurabanan, their Avoda is puzzled. Now, Midoraisa, it's either Yeltsi, but Midorabanan, we're not letting them do it. These two averas are averas where the Kohen himself is sort of flouting the halachas of being a Kohen. He's mizalzel. He sort of, denigrates the institution of the kahuna. So if that's the case, he doesn't care about being a Kohen and being special and doing what Kohen do special, then Midorabanan, he can't do the avodas. What are those examples? First of all, it's Hanose Nashim Ba'aveira, Pusel. If a person married women who can't marry, then he's pusel from doing the avoda. We're not talking about a person here, for argument's sake, who's, you know, living with a sister. That's disgusting and forbidden. But his avoda isn't pusel. It's a different issue, okay? It's like a person who is a Machal Shabbos, he also is a avoda, still a avoda. But this is something different. If the person is married not to his sister or to someone else's wife, I don't know what, but rather he is married to a woman that a Kohen can't marry, meaning a Grusha, divorcee, or a Zona, some whatever she is, or a Chalala, whatever she is, offspring of a forbidden relationship from Kohanim. So if the Kohen's married to a Chalala or a Grusha or a Zona, so then he just is like sort of dismissive of the sanctity and specialness of being a Kohen, and therefore the rabbi said he can't do the Avoda, ad she yadir hanaya, until he puts an end to it. Now, ideally he has to really divorce her, but our mission is saying, what happens if, you know, the Cohen's wife lives back in Tel Aviv, and it's, you know, she's a Chalala, and he comes to the Avodah in Yerushalayim, and they say, you can't do Avodah because you're married to a Chalala. And he says, okay, well, let's solve this problem. Well, they say, well, you can't divorce her because you're here and she's there. So what he could do is take a formal neder, a vow, to forbid any benefit from her to him and him to her, with a commitment to get divorced after that. But once you take the neder, of course, marriage is essentially over. As long as it's done al das rab, meaning it's not the kind of neder that can be done undone by just asking somebody to undo it. No, it's a binding neder. So then that's enough that would allow him to once again do the avoda. So it's a rabbinic issue, you see. And similarly, ha mitama lemesim puzzle, a person who is cavalier, he doesn't care about becoming tummy with tumas mace, corpse tumma. You know, this guy, he works as a grave digger and he's a Kohen, you know? So they would say, listen, Durban, you can't do the avoda because Kohanim are not allowed to be exposed to corpse to when you're doing that on purpose, so you're dismissive of the kahuna. So you can't do his pasal, ad shiyakabla lav shalo yehe mitamala mesim. Once he takes a formal commitment, this would be a formal commitment in front of a bezdin, but the point is, once he commits, okay, I'm done with that, I'm not being a grave digger anymore, so now we would let him once again do the avoda. So I think this maybe comes a bit of a surprise to people, because you don't want to think the Kohanim are of Aryanim in general, they're doing Aviras. But I think the Moser here is that in truth, all of us are we all do our Aviras, right? And I think the rule is we should be wary not to judge people just because they sin differently than we sin. So whatever, every good deed gets rewarded, every bad deed gets punished, that's a din, that's how it works, there's no offsetting, and that nobody's perfect. So even a person who's a Kohen can do the Avoda because he's a Kohen, part of the infrastructure of the Beis Mikdash, and Bez Hashem, he, like we and all of us, do tshuva, and that shouldn't be an issue at all.